in the writing of later ages, when the Jew was off the language. That Jewy image is evocative, recalling the Jew in Eden. In September 1939, Rex Whistler was painting trompe l'oeil plasterwork and drapery at Mottisfont Abbey in Hampshire. On Sunday the 3rd, he inscribed world history into his pleasant decorative scheme. Above a bay window, out of general sight, he made a record for posterity. "I was painting this ermine curtain when Britain declared war against the Nazi tyrants," he wrote, and he carefully signed his name. At Wilton, army huts were erected in the park. The house became a command headquarters. The great double cube room designed by Inigo Jones was boarded up with plywood. Down in the cellars, teleprinters were installed to receive signals around the clock. Whistler volunteered for the army. He became a commander in the Welsh Guards and was eventually in charge of an armoured battalion. He sat through long days of training in the deployment of tanks, making careful notes, drawing graphs, listing strategies for attack. Sometimes his pencil would stray from the notes and start making pictures in the margins. One day, in July 1940, next to Tank Rules 1-5, he drew a whole extravagant scene. There was a bridge and a foaming river and a shepherd piping under a tree. Through the middle of this doodled Arcadia rumbled a tank decked out in picturesque style. There were bows and swags between the wheels and a balustraded terrace at the rear, but it was nonetheless a tank with guns. Whistler's pastoral scene had gone to war. Et in Arcadia ego. Whistler tried in all sorts of ways to make army life more pleasant. When his battalion moved to a camp, he would set about making the place a home. Bleak, corrugated iron huts would be painted with stripes and friezes. And once, in the dining hut, he painted a whole little gallery of old master paintings on the walls, with painted frames and painted hooks. It was transitory. The camp would move on. But it was worth the effort. There was a Holbein and a Titian, and of course there was a glowing landscape with a nymph and tambourines. The soldiers adored it. Whistler's battalion moved down to the coast in advance of D-Day and waited at Brighton. He made the crossing on the 29th of June, and there followed another 2 weeks of waiting before his squadron was called into action. Even during this tense time, he had the heart to appreciate the scenery. He and his men set up camp in an orchard near Bayeux, where Whistler wrote home describing delicate pearl-pink clouds glowing beyond the overgrown apple trees. "So we wait in our orchard," he said. He sent a bunch of mistletoe to Edith at Wilton. It was the last bit of Arcadia. His tanks moved forward on the 18th of July, and as Whistler ran from one to the other to give assistance, he came under fire. A shell exploded just beside him, and he was killed straight away. For both Edith and Cecil, Rex Whistler's death was the most painful loss of the war. Edith, as mayor of Wilton, was busy with troops and evacuees. But in the evening she wrote books that recorded a way of life in Wiltshire which seemed to be changing very fast. One book, called Country Moods and Tenses, was a grammar of life on the land. She began with a chapter on the infinitive, invoking the long, long history of Wiltshire. But she ended with a chapter on the conditional tense, which she acknowledged as the tense in which modern life was lived. Cecil Beaton was living in the conditional tense too. He travelled a great deal as an official photographer, in the desert, in America, and in the Far East. But he seized any few days in which he could get back to Ashcombe. The old flower beds were now given over to vegetables. With no petrol for the lawnmower, the grass grew knee-high where all the parties had once been held. Beaton's 30 doves had flown off to fend for themselves. At last, in 1946, the lease was up, and there was no chance of renewal. Beaton went round the house photographing every corner. The moment had passed. The people had gone. but what they left behind is still alluring. Photographs, letters, paintings. Murals that aspire to turn a basement cafe into paradise.
The essay was presented by Alexandra Harris and produced in Bristol by Tim Dee. The series was first broadcast in July last year. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's just gone 11:05 and slightly later than advertised, we've Late Junction with Verity Sharp and we start with some music. Tom Sanderson and Halfway.
καλό κεριά μικρό μου. Χρύπησα το σπίτι το δικό μου. Πένια σου και θα το μετανιώσεις. Σαν το κεράκι αλανιάρα μου θα λιώσεις. Πένια σου και θα το μετανιώσεις. Σαν το κεράκι αλανιάρα μου θα λιώσεις. Καταγραφή του κόσμου. Τους άρεσες να μου την αμολύσεις. Με άλλον ένα πας να βρεις να ζήσεις. Τους άρεσες να μου την αμολύσεις. Με άλλον ένα πας να βρεις να ζήσεις. Για μένα τον καημένο. Ζήσαμε μαζί τρία χρονάκια. Με άφησες με δυο μικρά παιδάκια. Ζήσαμε μαζί τρία χρονάκια. Με άφησες με δυο μικρά παιδάκια.
Hopefully some of you will have caught that trio when they played on the Lake Junction stage at Latitude a few weeks ago. Trio Teke with the great sound of the Greek rembetiko and a song called Torotin Kalokieria. And if you're interested in Greek music, you'll no doubt know the name of Christy Stassinopoulou. Her music can be quite hefty, a little bit overproduced for my taste, but this latest album, Greekadelia, is something of an exception. She appears to have pared it down a bit and, working with the lauto player Stathis Kalaviotis, come up with some tracks that are altogether more direct.
Κι ως πότε θα νημένω, κι ως πότε θα νημένω. Έλα πουλάκι μου, έλα σαν καπετάνιος κυβερνάς στον ουμό το τιμόνι. Τον ουμό το τιμόνι και ελπίδα μου παντοτινή, εσένα έχω μόνη. Σαφείς να σου κοπούν με πόνο. Να σου κοπούν με πόνο. Πώς έχω μέσα στη καρδιά τον έρωτά σου μόνο. Έλα πουλάκι μου, έλα ψηλέ. Λίγνε μου κάντη φέδα. Δάφνη μου μυρισμένη. Δάφνη μου μυρισμένη. Στα χέρια σου έχω παραδομένη. Καρδιά να ξέρει να αγαπάει. Είναι μεγάλο πλούτος.
Είναι μεγάλο πλούτος.
Μα δυστυχώς
ποιος δεν έχει δυο ψεύτης κόσμος τούτος, ο ψεύτης κόσμος τούτος. Αγάπα με λεβέντη μου γιατί κι εγώ αγαπώ σε,
γιατί κι εγώ αγαπώ σε.
Μια νύχτα μόνο δε σε δω, κλαίω κι αναζητώ σε,
κλαίω κι αναζητώ σε.
Αυγείς να σου το πουν με πόνο, να σου το πουν με πόνο, πως έχω μέσα στην καρδιά τον έρωτά σου μόνο.
Christy Stassinopoulou and Stathis Kalaviotis on their new album Greekadelia. You'll find that on the Riverboat label. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. And in a moment, we're going to hear from the T-Rockers Quintet. Now, their name actually belies their sound world. They, in fact, play incredibly sparse music. And for this album, they've recorded their version of a Chinese tea ceremony, which, as you may know, is a very slow, very deliberate, almost sensuous affair. But just to lead us to that, this is the work of Viennese sound artist Kutin, and it's a track he calls After the Plague.
Thank you. So viel zu sagen hast, dass immer noch die Stille sieht, keinen Meter mehr von mir du bist, keinen Meter mehr von mir. Was war die Antwort auf die Frage, die dir auf die Zunge liegt.
Harpist Rachel Newton, often to be seen playing alongside the likes of Emily Portman and also in the group The She, but going it alone here on her debut album as a solo artist. It's called The Shadow Side, and that was The Disco Boat, following on from the grainy voice of Werner Kitzmüller. The T-Rocker Quintet's album is called Ceremony, and the gentle musical interpretation of a Chinese tea ceremony lasts about an hour. You just heard the beginning there, but I will play you more before too long. All details will be found on our playlist, bbc.co.uk/radio3, and just follow the links there to the Lake Junction pages. Having mentioned Emily Portman, here she is with her song Hatchlings.
Shell traces on your soft downy head. How different the markings would form if I had fled. I have studied your faces for those terrible eyes, but I find in their place. Oh, fathomless sky. Hatchlings, my hatchlings, double-yoked twins, twice born, my darlings, with two sets of skin. Such a cruel little riddle I was set by the fates, to be brought down so low by one thought so great. And I wish, and I wish, till the blood leaves my veins, that the softest of such pain. Hatchlings, my hatchlings, double-yoked twins, who's going to take you under their wing? You crawl to the shade, for it might be your father on his nightly raid, come to take you, reshape you in the crook of his thigh. Then who's going to sing you forsaken lullaby? They tell me to be chosen is an order.
three players from three different traditions, French, Canadian, Irish and Scottish, coming together for some great tunes. Fiddle player Laura Risk with Kieran Jordan and Paddy League, and they go by the collective name of Triptych. Following on there from Emily Portman, and if you're going to the Fylde or Moseley Folk Festivals this year, do look out for her there. And also in early September, she's going to be playing at the Norwich Arts Centre and also at King's Place in London. Have a look at her website for details. Well, the music of Gavin Bryars in a moment, taking inspiration from a form of 14th century spiritual vocal music called Lauda in a song called O Mary of Sacred Learning. After this, Adagio by Bach from his first sonata for unaccompanied violin, and it's played by Guidon Kremer. Women from Kulan village in Western Timor, Indonesia. And that's a song of childbirth, sung as the placenta is ceremonially brought out of the house and hung in a tree, and as the guests are welcomed in to see the new baby. What a wonderful recording, recorded at night, which gives it that real intimacy. Just a shame they chose to fade it. Could have listened to a lot more of that. Before it, you heard the voice of Anna Maria Freeman, and that was music by Gavin Bryars. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this is the music of Albanians living in Calabria. Many Albanians fled to southern Italy in the 15th and 18th centuries following the Turkish invasion, and the town of Lungro in Calabria is still to this day the centre of the Albanian community. The most common instrument is the karamuntia, bagpipe, which you'll hear first playing a wedding march, and then that's followed by a tune for that wonderful spinning dance, the tarantella.
Thank you.
The group Arbëreshë di Lungro with a tarantella and wedding march from the Albanian tradition, preserved and influenced by their adopted home province of Calabria in southern Italy. That was the diatonic accordion, which is also an instrument that turns up in a lot of Madagascan music, where they tend to doctor them a bit to get the tuning that's needed. Here is Tata again, who we heard from first tonight, and a song denouncing injustice and social inequality. The power of money, he says, is devastating and often causes conflict and unrest.
Manangazi liye, chimisi fila minandra ha, chimisi fila minandra ha, simahere manangazi, simahere manangazi. Manangazi, simahere manangazi, chimisi fila minandraha, chimisi fila minandraha, simahere manangazi, simahere manangazi. Thank you.
guitarist and singer Teta from Madagascar with Azemahere Manangaze from his album Fototsi, which means roots. If you'd like details of that, do have a look at the playlist, which we will post on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. Follow the links to the Lake Junction page. And of course, don't forget, you can also listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. Here's another track from Viennese sound sculptor Kutin, who's also a guitarist, but using his instrument in a less than traditional manner to trigger effects and samples. He created this album, which is called Ivory, while working on music for silent films. So there's a definite cinematic quality about the tracks. This one is World Without End.
Thank you. tricks don't mix with him. It will kill you one day. Good advice, sound advice. Why can't you be like him, like me? Look what you could achieve. I'm coming, cap in hand, begging you to listen. Something draws me in, and I just can't christen it, just can't christen it. Coming, cap in hand, begging you to listen. Something draws me in, and I just can't christen it, just can't christen it.
That's Elbow, Don't Mix Your Drinks, from their album Asleep in the Back, following on from Kutin's World Without End. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp, and here are two musicians who charmingly call themselves the Happy Couple. Banjo player Judith Goodman alongside David Ross playing Jew's harp, and they live at the southernmost tip of Epping Forest, where they like to spend most of their time playing music amongst the trees. And if you just happen to be out walking, it would be kind of magical to come across this sound.
Thank you.
something almost perfect about the lilt of that music. The Swedish Polska, beautifully played by the Nordic Fiddlers Block. And we'll hear more from them in tomorrow night's programme. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you.
A fantasy by John Jenkins, an English composer writing for viol consort back in the 1620s, and that was as played by Phantasm. Well, that's almost it for tonight. We've got a shorter programme tomorrow due to the late night prom, but do join me at 11:45 for everything from the London Bulgarian Choir to more from Madagascar and also the great voice of the late Ray Fisher. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks for listening tonight, and I'll just leave you now with another from Emily Portman. This is Ash Girl. Good night.
Coal black eyes that have given up burning. Go down to your father's yard. Help will be at hand. For the little red calf will give you milk to wash the soot and the scars away. Till your skin is soft as silk, changed from its colour of ashen grey. Ash girl, with your mouth that's forgotten, your mouth that's forgotten about upturning. Go down to your hazel tree, help will be at hand. For the little white dove will peck at her breast till the ruby blood in torrents runs down, down unto your waiting skin. Then it'll change to a crimson gown. Ash girl, with your feet that are tethered, your feet that are tethered with no hope of leaving. Go down to your mother's grave. Help will be at hand. For the grave will open, inviting you in to feel the worms against your skin. Don't let the fears pull you down. For brave ones, there's treasure to be found. Step into a grave and cut all your. Worms will turn to rubies rare. The grave will change to a carriage and horses, ready to take you the devil knows where. Coal black eyes, coal black eyes, so brightly they're burning. Remember the name your mother gave before she let go of your hand. Remember your name and pull at the reins. Your hour is calling, there's no time for stalling. Remember your name and pull at the reins. They'll follow the turn of your hand. Now the little red calf can sleep in the hay. The little white dove can sleep in her nest. The fire will sleep. They can tend it themselves. And under the earth your mother can rest.
Thank you. Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. A recent concert from Korea to set us on our way tonight. The Korean Broadcasting Symphony Orchestra, conducted and directed from the piano by Xu Jung. It's a concert they gave at the Seoul Arts Centre in March last year. The grand finale, so to speak, is Beethoven's breezy Fourth Symphony. Before it, Brahms for solo piano and Mozart for piano and orchestra, his Jeunehomme Concerto, perhaps the first of his piano concertos where Mozart is truly Mozart. First, though, his opera about rakish debauchery and eventual damnation in sun-drenched Seville, Don Giovanni. This is the dark and foreboding overture.
Thank you.
The overture to Mozart's opera Don Giovanni with the Korean Broadcasting Symphony Orchestra there, conducted by Xu Jung. And he directs them from the piano now in Mozart's Concerto No. 9 in E-flat, music from January 1777. Passing through Salzburg at the time was Mademoiselle Gernomme, a young French virtuoso who obviously spurred Mozart on to new heights. The piece, a kind of declaration of independence.